Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Beis Omid Beis, and we continue where we left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Aleph in Simen Chof Hei, which deals with Hilchos Tefillin. We learned yesterday the halacha that the Mechaber brought down, that one should put on the talis before one puts on the tefillin first, but if one came upon the tefillin before the talis by accident, or all the situations we discussed yesterday, then in fact, the Mechaber says you put on the tefillin first, in order not to be over, ein mavirin al ha-mitzvos. So today the Ramah starts and he comments, Hagah, miyu, im tefillin mizumonim biyado v'ein lo tzitzis, if a person has tefillin, but he doesn't have his talis gadol, ein tzarech lahamtin al ha-tzitzis, don't wait, then l'chatchila, go put on the tefillin first, ela miniach tefillin, u'kishemivin talis miyatvo, when you get the talis, then you put on the talis afterwards. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says, the ein lo tzitzis, he doesn't have a pair of tzitzis, afil holech b'li dalit kamfos, even if he's not wearing a talis cotton, the koshake lefin min hagenu, the kolechot zoy be talis cotton, and certainly by us, where everybody does wear a talis cotton, ain't otzarich, the Mishneh Berurah continues in the Sivkot and Zayin, mipnesha ain't mashin es hamitzvah, we don't delay, and especially since we're wearing a talis cotton, we don't delay the mitzvah of putting on the tefillin, afa pishyesh lomer shiasa achakach yosim in amuvchar, even though you could theoretically wait till you get your talis gadol and then do it in the right order, mitzvah bishaitu chaviva, it's much more important to do the mitzvah when it's there, it's dear, it's in front of you, so put the tefillin on first, and then when you get the talis, put the talis on afterwards. Similarly, the chayim b'tadir v'sheinu tadir, the chayim alon the tadir kodim. Normally you have a rule, if you have a frequently occurring mitzvah and a less frequently occurring mitzvah, you can do them both, and both of them are in front of you to do. In ein ha-tadir l'faneinu, ein tzorech l'hamtin. We say to do the more frequent one first, but that's only if they're both present. But if you're going to get the more frequent one in a few minutes, do the less frequent one first, and then when the frequent one comes, do that mitzvah at that time. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. We love to have a mitzvah done as soon as we can at the moment that it's opportune. I should point out that there are opinions that disagree with both the Mechaber and the Ramah. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim brings down the Arizal that the order must always be maintained, the talis must always be put on first, and then the tefillin. And the Ben Ish Chai goes so far as to say, based upon this, that if you actually put the tefillin on first and then you get the talis, then you have to take the tefillin off and put the talis on, because you're not supposed to have the tefillin on before you have the talis. So the talis and the tefillin is absolutely inviolate according to this Arizal, which is based upon Sod, which is based upon mystical hidden understandings. The Eish Al Avraham has somewhat of a compromised position over here, and he says that if you touch the tefillin, then you have to put on the tefillin first. But if you didn't touch the tefillin, you just had your hand near it to them, but then you should go still and take the talis first, and then put on the tefillin. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mishu Zor b'talis cotton. If a person always wears a talis cotton, so then, Yerushanu, you put on the talis cotton, then the Yoniach tefillin beveso, and then go put on the tefillin in your house. As we'll see, there's a very important halacha coming up here, that one ideally should be me'utar, you should be crowned, surrounded with your talis and tefillin as you enter the shul. You should put them on before you come to shul. So the Mechaber is telling us here, since if you're wearing a talis cotton, you already have the tzitzis part taken care of, all you have to do is put your tefillin on in your house. V'yelech lovush b'tzitzis u'muchtor b'tefillin lebeis ha-knesses. This way you'll be wearing both your talis, albeit a talis cotton, and your tefillin. You'll be crowned, you'll be ready to go to shul in that fashion. V'shom yisati b'talis gadol. When you get to shul, then you can put on your talis gadol. The Ramah qualifies as it says that's not the way the world runs. Hagav, olam nagu lisatif af betalis gadol kodim ulevarich alav. He says the Velt does put on the talis gadol in the house and then put on the tefillin, and then even if you're wearing a talis cotton, you should still put on the talis gadol first before the tefillin. V'achikach miniach hatefillin v'holech lebeis haknesses, and then with your talis and tefillin on you, wearing them, you go to shul. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains this din. He says, the reason for wearing the talis and tefillin before you go to shul is sheyetze mipesach beso b'tzitzis u'tfillin. A person should leave his house already wearing the tzitzis and tefillin, is brought down by the Beis Yosef, the Darki Moshe, in the name of the Zohar, shehu inyon godol. This is a very great thing. The Halacha Berurah brings down the Zohar from Parshas Va'eschanan, and he writes, ha'oseh kein, if somebody does this, arba'ah melochim mislavim elov, there are four melochim that accompany him, the Ruach HaKodesh machriz olov, and the Holy Spirit announces about such a person, Yisrael asher b'cho espoir. And that Ruach HaKodesh then goes, lifnei ha'kisi ha'kovel lifnei ha'kodesh baruch hu, and says that you're a good person, v'ha'kodesh baruch hu mishtabeach bo, and HaKodesh baruch hu is very happy about this. Therefore, he brings down that the das of the Arizal and the Mekubalim is tzorich lisatif af betalis gadol kodim hanochas ha-tefillin, and you go dressed fully like this to shul with your talis and tefillin on. And he writes, v'tov lochush l'divreim. Ideally, one should try to do this. Dirshu note 12, as well as the Halacha Brura, discuss what happens if trying to do this will cause you to not be amongst the first 10 people to come to the shul. We know there's a tremendously important idea to be amongst the first 10 males above the age of bar mitzvah to be at shul. That brings the shechina, so to say, to the shul more so than if there's not a minyan there, and to be amongst the first 10 is a very important thing. But if you put on your talis and tulit at home, you're going to delay and get to shul and not be amongst the first 10. So which is preferable? So the Magen Avraham brings down that the Arizal himself was not zara to be amongst the first 10. He preferred to go and put his talis and tefillin on. Some suggest, however, that that's not a raya. The Arizal had various stomach problems, and therefore he wasn't able to be amongst the first 10 because he had to go to the bathroom. And this is the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and the Malbim as well. According to these poskim, it's preferable to be amongst the first 10 in the shul. The Machzitz HaShekel poskins this way as well. And maybe this is a limud schus on many people who don't come to shul dressed in their talis and tefillin, as I would dare say the vast majority of people, and even Gedolei Yisrael, don't necessarily do this. But tzarich ian further why we're not more trying to be mekayim this. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Im yodeh she'elech der mavoos ha-metunavos, but if you know that you're going to go in roads that aren't clean, there may be garbage there may be animal excrement, etc., or she'metsuyin necharim beruchov, or that the goyim are there and they're going to make fun of you, they're going to laugh at you, they're going to start up with you, so then it's okay, yanichem b'chatzah beis ha-knesses, put them on outside the shul in the courtyard of the shul. And if that's not possible, if you don't have any other choice, still better not to put it on in shul, to put it on in your house and cover it up in some way, so that even if you're passing through the makom that is metunuf, a dirty place, or the goyim, they won't see you, and this way you can accomplish this mitzvah, this tremendous idea that the Zohar brings down of coming to shul already wearing your talis and tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah then says, the Achronim tell us that if you get to shul before it's zman for talis and tefillin, then don't worry, lo shayach azhoras hazohar, then you don't need to be concerned about this, that dayin lo moti zman chiyuva. So how could, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be upset at you for not coming to shul all dressed up properly when it's not yet the time to dress up properly? Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Mokom, Kisheyor Hayom, as soon as it becomes daybreak, Yosetov Sheyetzel, Lechatzah Beis HaKnesses, don't put the talis and tefillin on right in the shul itself, maybe go to an anteroom, go to some other chamber or other courtyard, and put on the talis and tefillin there, and then come into the shul dressed with your talis and tefillin. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Yud Aleph that which we said when you put on your talis gadol, remember, we discussed this previously, we make the brach on the talis gadol, we have in mind to make the biyotze, the talis katan, that if you wear a talis gadol, most people do not make a brach on the talis katan, they wait till they make the brach on the talis gadol to fulfill both the talis gadol and the talis katan. In Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you're wearing a talis katan, and then you do, like the Mechaber says, that you put the tefillin on in your house, even though you're holding the talis gadol, that's not a problem of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzos. Why not? Kivin Shein Daito Lelov Shukam, because you have no intention to wear them right now, to put the talis gadol on right now. And as we pointed out, if you're not intending to put on your talis gadol or your tefillin, then you don't have a problem of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzos. In Sivkot and Yud, he points out, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that if there are goyim there that are going to start up with you, or there's going to be a problem, then go put on the tefillin and the talis in the courtyard rather than walk through the streets. In Dirshu footnote 13, they bring down an interesting discussion as to whether the garbage cans that are on the street are considered, by definition, to be a mako mitunuf, the fact that the streets have garbage pails on them. So he brings down the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who writes, having garbage pails on the street doesn't necessarily turn the streets into a dirty place. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, in fact, the garbage pails do turn the streets into makomos ha-mitunofim. The Or Lutzion has a compromised position here too. He says it depends. If the garbage pails are destroyed because of the garbage, then it constitutes a makom mitunof. However, if they're still intact, it's considered as if they're covered up, and therefore it's not considered makomos mitunofim. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber brings down the Rosh. HaRosh Hayo Mesader HaBarachos Ad Oter Yisro B'Sifra. The Rosh would say the brachos of the morning, the Birchas HaShachar, up until the bracha of Oter Yisro B'Sifra without his tefillin. Ba'az Hayo Meniach Tefillin. Before he would say the bracha of Oter Yisro B'Sifra, he would put on his tefillin, and then he would say Mavarech Oter Yisro B'Sifra. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. In Sivkot and Yud Beis, Kidei Liten Shevach V'Hodor B'Vrocha Zu Gam Al HaTfilin Shenikroim Per, because included in this bracha V'Oter Yisrael B'Sifara are the tefillin that are called Pe'er, as the pasuk says Pe'ercha Chavush Olecha V'Koy Al HaTfilin Shein Per Yisrael L'Yisrael. The tefillin are considered the splendor of the Jewish people, as the pasuk says V'Ro Kol Amei Haaretz V'Gomer V'Yaru Mimeka. the goyim will see the tefillin on our heads, and then they will have awe of us. And v'darshinon elu tefillin shebarosh. This is a reference specifically to the tefillin shebarosh. As the pasuk says, the Shem Hashem nikra olecha. Where do you find the Shem Hashem? That's the tefillin shebarosh. In Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Arzus HaChaim, the Malbim, who writes, Lo ra'isi shenoagin kain. This minog of the Rosh does not seem to have taken hold, and most people do not do this. What do they do? Rak menichin tefillin kodem birchas ha-shachar, or achach kach. People either put on the tefillin before the birchas ha-shachar, or after the birchas ha-shachar, kol echad lefi minhago, everybody does according to the custom of their place. However, he brings down, and this custom is extant today, Rak ra'isi midaktikim, I see many people, that they are touching the tefillin shoyad v'shorosh b'shor shemavarach brachazu. The people that are medaktik will go and touch the shoyad and the shorosh, as is saying, Oter Yisrael b'sifarah, and many people do have that minuk. Reminder of this custom of the Rosh. Sivkot and Dalet. Tzarech shiyu tefillin olav b'shas kriyashma utfila. Person should be very, very careful that when he's davening the Shmoneh Esrei, when he's davening Kriyas Shema, he should make sure that he's wearing his talis and tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalit says, what does this mean? Rotsa Lomar, lekol apachos b'shas Kriyas Shema tefillah. This is a minimum requirement, certainly not the maximum. The minimum requirement is that your talis and tefillin should be on when you're saying Shema and the Shmoneh Esrei. The reason for this is, as we'll learn in Siman Lamed Zayin, and the Gemara says, kol akori Kriyas Shema b'li tefillin. If somebody says Kriyas Shema while he's not wearing tefillin, harehu ki'ilu made edus sheker bi'atzmo chas v'sholom. It's as if you're testifying falsely about yourself. Here you are saying, k'shatim losa yodecha v'yulu tatavos b'ninecha, but you're not wearing them. You say you're doing this and you're not tying them, as I just said, in the name of Tosfos. Now, the bottom line is, you were Yotzei Kriyashma. However, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Neishlo Aveiro Mitzarecher. There's a shtickle Aveiro over here at the same time. Shemara Alatzmo Sheina Rotzel Lekayim Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach. It looks like you're not wanting to fulfill the desires of Hashem that you wear tefillin. This is the false testimony that you're, so to say, bearing about yourself. V'yesh od perush acher ayin b'levush. He says there are other reasons as well. Look in the levush. Then he brings down from the Sefer HaCharedim, the mizeh nilmad, that we also see from here. Kishomer v'yahatu es Hashem lokecha b'chol levavecha. The gomer, yireh lahaklins avas Hashem yisbarach b'libo. One should also not want to testify falsely about oneself, shlo yeh kedo v'sheker chas v'shalom, by not having avas Hashem. And therefore, a person should try and concentrate when he's saying the first parsha of Kriyas Shema about the concept of avas Hashem. Da, delo armu kein elo kishosu kein imezid. All of these things that we discussed about, it's made edu sheker alatzmo, is only if you did this intentionally. You're lazy, shemitz atzel lo niach tefillin kodem kriyas shema. You just didn't feel like putting them on. Avol misha ein lo tefillin, but somebody that doesn't have a pair of tefillin. O kishu b'derech, umach b'skor v'tzino, en yachol lo niach tefillin. It's too cold where you are, and the zman for kriyas shema is going to pass. Or v'chol ki haigavne, any situation like this where you're not doing it b'mezid. Of course, b'vadai, ein lo le'acher kriyas shema b'zmana, mach b'zeh. Please do not miss out on saying kriyas shema in the right time because of these non-mezid reasons, this onus, these extenuating circumstances that didn't allow you to put on the tefillin. And in fact, in Dir Shonot 21, he writes, if a person is not doing this on purpose, afilu isserim bezed, then you shouldn't even worry that you're doing something wrong. You're still perfectly okay in that situation. Dir Shonot 17 points out a very important additional point. If when you're saying Kriyas Shema at any other point in time, you're not wearing tefillin, how are you allowed to do that? You're reading Kriyas Shema in the Chumash. So how come if you're not wearing tefillin, you're not over this made edus sheker? So he points out, she'ein b'zeh mishum edus sheker, because you're not intended to be yotzei the mitzvah then. You're just learning Torah, and that's therefore not a problem. What about if somebody normally is very careful to read Kriyas Shema kivasikin, and right now it's vasikin time, it's right before the sun rises, and that's the optimal time to say Kriyas Shema, but he's not wearing his tefillin. So he brings down later on from the Bir Halacha that Yizor Likroa, Likora, Bizmano, Somachlanates, such a person can do so, Afilo Mainlo Tvilim Biosusman. Since he does this every day, it's not a problem. Likewise, if a person is concerned that he's going to miss the Zman of Kriyas Shema of either the Morgin of Ram or of the Gra, so many poskim say you can also say it then, put on a tefillin if you could, but if you can't, if there's no time, then say the Kriyas Shema to be yotzei those various shitas in order not to pass the time for the optimal time of saying Kriyas Shema according to the Morgan of Ram and the Gra. There are those that suggest, however, and one can see this again in Dirshu footnote 17, that it would be preferable to at least make this man of the Vilna Gaon and bypass the earliest man of the Morgan of Ram, if that means being able to put on your tefillin and to be yotzei the Gra's man, at least with your tefillin on. Likewise, if somebody enters into a shul and they're saying Shema, so the halacha is you're supposed to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, as well as Baruch Shem Kavod, along with them, there's also no problem there of being made Edus Sheker al Atzmo. Have in mind not to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema at that point, unless, of course, that's the last opportunity to do so. Finally, if somebody doesn't have a pair of tefillin on when he's saying Kriya Shema, and suddenly a pair of tefillin materializes and he can put it on, so yanicha miyad, he should put them on in the middle of the Kriya Shema, you make the brachos later on, because kol teva v'teva shel Kriya Shema, mitzvah shiur lov tefillin. A person should have tefillin on every single possible word of the Kriya Shema, and if that's the only possible way to do it in the middle, so then put the tefillin on right away and say the rest of Kriya Shema at that point. This concludes today's shiur.